Let's see who would like to talk to you. Yeah, Alyssa. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Hello, Ion.
Hey.
Hey, Nate's with me here, too.
Hey there.
Okay, Ion, what's the resonance ratio of F sharp?
Oh, that's down by number two.
Oh, shit. My soundbite button is broken. I'm not going to be able to get any iron, so I'll have to get that repaired.
We put it on your chitty chat. You can get it from there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There was an old woman?
Yes.
I love that song, man. Good tune.
There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Is that what Ian wanted me to play? He wanted me to play what, Carol? I know. Did he want me to play that song?
No.
That's what he posted on the...
I know, but what he said
something
was
posted. We were answering her question about the modulation. Oh, you got the modulation too, Bob. We sent you the damn thing on how to modulate. This is ridiculous. You're pimping these. You're worse than damn Bernie Sanders. You put these shields in here to ask damn questions that we done sent you the answer to, put in your inbox, and you would play like you don't know shit when we done sent this already.
Shields.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. No, we did this all with Bob, and it's like an echo from the burning bush because we already did it. And
yeah,
Bob went
all
through this
of
whole
these
thing.
Questions we covered with Ion in the recent sessions we had.
So
we,
what's your point?
Why Ion keeps saying you have it already in your recording.
Oh, okay. The people are tuned in. The people,
people
know what we were what we're asking about.
And okay, Marilyn Titanium.
Yes. Marilyn, are you talking about sessions like that you guys have had with Ion privately?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, maybe Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And Bob usually spends laborious time clipping the relevant pieces, so for the first time he didn't. And
yeah,
Ion,
no, and why I didn't, because Ion, there was nothing to be made public. It was too dangerous. I couldn't make any of it public. Okay?
No,
so
that's how you know it's good.
Yeah, so he knows I can't play anything. So now he's got you people blaming me asking those questions.
Soundbite number two. Okay. All right, so should I read that out loud right now, or should I move on?
Never ask Ion about what you should do. He'll tell you. It's up to you.
Well, I want to read it out loud. I want to see what this is all about. Okay, there was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why.
Sing it.
It was nice when you were singing it. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
There was an old woman who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. And then it goes on to a bird. And how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallows a bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled. Okay, so this is like a fractal.
Yes.
Now,
your question was you were moving from an F to an F sharp of a half step modulation, was it not?
I was not putting it within those terms. I was saying what was
the
resonance.
There are four. We're going to tell you. There are four half-step modulations in this piece of music. So Carolyn was exactly right. She was pimping you out, honey, to say, sing it. So you could go through those modulations to explain the half-step up. Now, the frequency, some call it frequency. Frequently, we call it frequency. Frequently we do that as a frequency, then you can now fall between a half-step modulation. But here's the good news. What we didn't tell Bob is that you can have a half-life in a half-step modulation. That's why we had to go to Opus 42. Do you remember Opus 42, Bob? That was a long time ago in a land far, far away.
Yes, Bach.
Yes. Bach was the king of it. You know why? Because he was stone cold deaf. He couldn't hear anything. It was wonderful.
Wasn't wasn't that Beethoven? Did they both go deaf?
They couldn't hear shit, either one of them.
That's what most are dads and what music he likes. He's out of like any music. See, you have to. Now, Alyssa, that's McLuhan's point. Imagination is not embedded in any of the sensory extensions or senses themselves. Perfect example. The great geniuses were deaf, blind, and mute.
Oh, God, does that mean he's putting us on mute again? Did he mute us again?
I muted you. Look at you. You're speaking right to it, Ida. You got the Jermaine Lincoln.
We're still nervously, carefully careening through the superhighway, trying to find our way back to you, Bob, because you keep pushing us off the cliff.
Yes. Go ahead, Alyssa. Try to get some fucking meat on the table here, Alyssa. Let's go.
Ooh, that's something from the stable, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob, you're so vulgar. Bob is just vulgar. That's what we've decided. Bob is just vulgar.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Last four, Bob.
And I won't be invited to the table. I'll never be invited to the table.
Okay, so, Ion, as you know, I went to a Fossil Live singing recently.
It was wonderful.
And it was so much fun, and I can't even describe it. It's beyond words how that experience is.
It sounds creepy when you first get there because it's so loud.
Right.
You know, it's yucky. And then you kind of, after a little while, once you regress into it, all of a sudden there's like a tone starts happening, a rumble, a vibration.
Yeah.
Because when you get to me, from me, la, fa, and fa, sol, la, that's all it is, and me. But once you get those in, that's the only four notes there are. They just repeat, and they have qualifiers of levels of high or low. The people singing the Sacred Harp aren't very good singers, typically. Some of them very well may be, but they only have to sing four notes, so you don't have to be brilliant at it. And they tell you the shapes of which it is every time you see a cow. Play the cow and sing the cow and sing the cow.
Yeah.
You say cow, 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 cow. And it's just when you say cow.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a picture of a cow. Cow, cow, cow. Five, 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 five. And then you come to those places and that's how they're singing. So they don't even have to be a good singer, but when they come together, somebody singing that triple high and somebody running the baritone, and some of them singing the soprano. Ooh, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Did Nate go, Alyssa?
I'm here.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
he went to the Paso La. I'm amazed.
Why?
Well, it's so horrible. I've seen it. It's horrible singing. I mean, you know, give me that. Fuck this. Cow, cow, cow. Oh, my God. It's so horrible. Anyway, it'd be perfect for me because I can't sing. It'd be perfect for me, but why should I go? Why should I go where I can perform? Why should I go to dancing classes when I'm already a good dancer? Why should I go to a lousy singing thing because I'm a lousy singer, all right? So let's go where I can't be, like a Zappa concert. That's genius. That's the other, you know, the postmodern other. That's the other for me. Not this Fasola. This ascension stuff is old hat for me. That's why I'm leading the 99%ers. The 99%ers are my other, and I'm the foreman. I'm the Joe Hill of the 99%ers, the Woody Guthrie. Anyway,
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe
DiMaggio chasing Norma.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. Yes, that was a good period in the early 60s, late 50s.
I should tell you, though, that it wasn't really my thing. I liked it, and I understood a lot of, like, what Ion had been talking about it and all the resonance, and there's something really great about people just belting it out there. But I had a headache, too, so I'm going to give it another try, but it might just not be my thing either, you know?
Did you lead a song?
No, we didn't lead a song. We didn't lead a song.
Well, that would have cured your headache. If you get in the center, go with somebody and get in the middle of that center and like the lead. You know how they all come in and lead and they say ridiculous things and they can't do the thing?
There was never more than one person up there, so I didn't know that was like on the table for... I didn't know the manners.
Well, you got to ask. Now you do. So you ask somebody, say, I can't sing and I don't know anything about it, but I want to get in the middle of that. I want to pretend like I'm leading. and you get up there and you let them sing to you. Now, Bob, you have two choices at this juncture. Both of them apply. You can play the Tattler's Wagon, or you can play the Fa Sol La, and they're short and they're easy and they apply, and they're not yucky and you'll like them. Which would you prefer, Bob?
Yeah, well, I'm looking. There's nothing here.
Okay, be there. Just take some of them.
Okay. Yeah, Nate, you'd rather go to a Zappa concert, right, Nate, so far? Unless you get
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'll go to Fa Sol La, too, but I'd rather be at the Zappa concert than at Fa Sol La.
I'm not into amateurism. The amateurism is okay when you're,
not
a bad person if you've got a greedy conscience. Yeah, I've always been a great person. I got no bad conscience, so I don't have to fucking assuage my spiritual self and improve my bearings in front of the ion. I can enjoy the put-on.
Improve my yes, it's not about that, but I like your comments. I like your statements.
Yes, I'm only commenting, not to be construed to be relevant to the topic.
Are you playing something?
I'm waiting for Ion. I think Ion's going to do it. Could he do it? Let's see. Did he send me anything? Nothing there. I don't know where Ion's going to do this.
What are you expecting?
Oh, Ion says that he's going to do it.
To what?
Play the song.
No, we gave you a choice, the Fa Sol La, and it's in your inbox.
Okay.
No,
looking at my inbox. Oh, something just came in, Carol. There it is.
I heard it.
Holy shit. There's a bit of a delay going on. I apologize. The stuff just came in, but it's dated 4 minutes ago. So there's a little delay there. Okay, let's try to make this work. Let's see if this goes.
I'm all of it, Bob. I'm all of it.
I know.
Fa sol la la sol 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 la la sol sol la do do sol mi sol. Sol la do do la sol mi re do mi sol mi re do. There's a happy time awaiting and the people congregating, so hand me down my collar and my tie. Put the horses to the buggy and the way I'm gonna go to the singing on the 4th of July. Hear the Fa Sol La ringing, see the lemonade is springing, lots of coke and cotton candy there to buy. I'm so happy I could holler, cause I've got a silver dollar, gonna spend it on the 4th of July. Fa Sol La, Fa Sol, 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 La, La, Sol, Sol, La, Do, Do, Sol, Mi, Sol. Sol, La, Do, Do, La, Sol, Mi, Sol, Mi, Re, Do, Mi, Sol, Mi, Re, Do. Now my cotton's really growing and my wrist is all a-growing and my corn has got so big I laid it by.
That was a little better, wasn't it?
No, that was nice.
La, la.
That was okay. It's like, your kid's in a junior high school concert and you sort of have to say they're good. Yeah, you guys are good. That was a nice effort. But then again, it also sounded nice. It was ambivalent. I have an ambivalent response to it. It's okay, but fuck it. What?
You let it go, let it go.
Okay,
don't you stop that. We know. Leave it alone. Let it play.
I'll just check it with you, Ian. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way.
The world around makes my heart still gladder.
As a musician, why does Ion like this stuff? Why do you think he likes this religious kind of simple music? Wait, were you getting
okay. One thought I had earlier when they suggested Ion, you were bringing the guitar into the fa sol la for Bob, right? Because he likes the guitar.
Yes, because he just doesn't know anything, so we have to be nice. Otherwise, I have to get those ridiculous monks and doing the Gregorian
right.
chants. He really gets off on that. He nuts to that just all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Being frank. Now, what did you just say? You had a theory, Alyssa? Did you start off saying you had a theory
of why they?
Yeah.
Had you play the
why
first
they like this stuff?
Okay, so when you're doing it, when you're actually experiencing it. It's not really the same kind of music that's like pop music and what I play in my band or...
That's what all that came from. This preceded
right.
all that, darling.
Yeah.
This was what that
yeah,
all
exactly.
came to. It's what you're going
right.
to. It's the thing that puts you in a different tone, a different mood. Without Fa Sol La, you'd have never known who ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Frank Damn Zappa and Gail and Doo-Wop and Wibby Dobby and Dweeble and Dweezy and Dodsy and Lucy and JJ and Thelma and all of them. You won't know who any of them people are. You're on the east side. Other than George Jefferson and none of them. You wouldn't know none of them if it wasn't for
right.
the Fa Sol La. That's what that's
Well, about. You know what, Lisa? What I get from that is Ion is pre-high tech. You know, people want to get back to vinyl. Ion wants us to get back to the original caveman condition we were in. He's into the very rudimentary.
Yeah.
No. That's not caveman. That's the most, no, that's what we didn't say that. We said that's what you're already doing.
Yes, right. Ion is anti-high-tech, anti-tech.
Ion's a Venetian.
Yeah, you're damn fucking, you and Carlo
Yum.
Ponti and Conti and
Yum.
The other guy, those are Venetian
Yum.
Guys. Palo
Stop, you're making
they love
blush.
You.
Stop,
you and Queen Elizabeth love
blush.
This. You love going
you're
back to medieval.
Blush. You're making us
no
blush.
Technology.
Stop.
No
Stop, curse. We're gushing over here. Stop.
Just talking about it gets them off, Alyssa.
So,
this sure am good.
What was funny as well that I would like to note here on the radio is that I was sitting there singing, and to my right was a little boy and he drew a picture of the five senses.
That's right.
And I thought that was, I mean, just what we were talking about earlier, Bob, about you have to move beyond the senses. This little boy had just learned about the senses, and he made this amazing, cute little drawing of, like, a hand and an eyeball and a nose, and it was all great. I'll take a picture of it, and I'll send it to you, because I framed it today because I asked him for it. I told him that I would bring him a drawing next time.
He was sitting there. He was not engaging. He was drawing. He couldn't pay attention to the singing.
He was. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah, he do.
You can multitasking. You could read Lyndon LaRouche at the Fasola, Bob. We don't know why you'd read Lyndon LaRouche, but if you had to, you could do that at the Fasola. Yeah, good.
Yeah, but the thing is, are you standing in a circle? Are you sitting in chairs? What's
the environment?
No,
you're sitting in square. Sitting in a square.
Yep, sitting on chairs.
In a square.
In a square. So the altos, like, we're on one side, and then the sopranos are to our left, making a right angle, and then the tenors are across from the altos, and then the basses are across from the sopranos.
Ah, and so then, you get to learn the basic meanings of those terms.
Yeah. So
you get to experience them. That's how I'd learn about half-step modulation. If I could actually be there watching someone do it, then I'd have a clue. But trying to hear Ion describe it, it's like conics, hyperdimensional confusion.
And then the person in the middle, they'd say the number of the song, and then they stand up, and then either they or somebody else pretty much just picks a ratio of fa, sol, la, sol, la. That has nothing to do with A equals 440 or A equals whatever. It's just the frequency of the moment. It's like what they're choosing for the group to sing in. And then somebody does the pitch thing, and then everybody kind of hums their part of that sort of ratio that somebody has determined for that moment. And then they sing through the verse and the chorus in with the words fa, sol, la, and mi. And then there, you played Ion one that's had a do and a re in it, but they didn't do that in the one that I was.
That's right.
Okay. I'll ask about that later. But, Bob, then they sing through knowing just the words of that note means I sing fa, and that one means I sing so. And then after they've gone through it all together, singing fa, sol, la for each of the notes, then they sing the words to the song. After that's done, the person sits down, and then it's silent for a little bit as people are thinking about the next one, and then somebody just randomly says, let's do this one. And then that goes on for 2 hours.
Did you say you repeat a word, a note, so? You go so, so, so. Did you say you repeat something?
No. In the book, the notes on the staff have a certain shape to them, and that relates to if it's fa or so or la or mi in the ratios. And so visually you're cueing yourself to sing the appropriate tone. Like somebody doesn't sing it and then you repeat it right after. You kind of jump in and you have to learn how to follow along and kind of get the sense of it. But then after you've gone through the fa, sol, la, doing the notes and the words, then you sing the lyrics that have been written to the song. So it's kind of like a practice run where everybody gets used to the phrase of the tones, and then they sing it with the actual lyrics that have been written for the song.
And there's a hymnal, a hymn book?
Yeah.
Number 358, Bob.
Marilla's Lesson.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
You were saying, Ian, that there's four half-step modulations in the There Was an Old Woman?
Yes.
When you say half-step modulation, what is the half? Because that's just meaning in between two.
Good God, Bob, would you please send her the email in your inbox? It's Music for Dummies. Of how to know what a half-step modulation is, and it lays it all out. You can spend days on it. It'll be beautiful.
No, we don't. We don't know that. We don't know it. Well, I don't know what a half-step is.
In your inbox. 2 days ago. 2 days ago.
2 days ago. You mean go back and look?
No, just send it to her so we don't have to spend an hour explaining it to her either.
Okay. I couldn't get it either. And you're a musician, okay. So I'm in good hands. You can't get it. What is half step? I mean, I remember Dave Neufeld didn't know what I was talking about. What is half step my relation? I don't know.
Well, okay, so typically Ion, it would be like da 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 da. Like, is that what you're talking about? Those half steps, like instead of a whole step, it's a half step. Is that what you're referring to? When a C becomes a C sharp, it's made a half step modulation.
Okay, let me see if I'm still here. That, oh good.
Bob won't do it, so we put it on your the Goober Snatch.
There it is. Each guide to entertainment music theory. Yeah, are you looking at that? The list?
Yeah.
Are you looking at that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what did you just do?
Just saying.
What did you just do to make a half step? You went da 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 da. Or da 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 da. Is the da 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 the half step?
Hey, guys, can I cut in here? I can just illustrate this, and just hearing it is a lot easier.
Go ahead.
Say, here's your bass line. This is like our starting point. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So if I wanted to go a half step up, that's going from our normal starting place to here. That's taking one half step up.
Do it again.
Right? And here's a whole step up.
No. It's not. You got to do it real slowly. You got to say, this is blah, 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 and then this will be a half step, and then do it. I didn't know. I got a collage.
Just shoot me down.
Nate coming down the staircase. A nude Nate descending the staircase. Okay, wait. Do it.
Oh, now it's interesting. Is he naked? Is he strap butt naked?
Yeah,
okay, we're in now.
Yeah, we got
there
Adamite.
There you go.
Adamite. Okay, Nate. Quietly, Nate. You do the basic, whatever it is you call foundation. Then you do whatever you're illustrating.
Here's where we're starting. Okay.
What was that second? What was the fourth and fifth one? Was that the half step?
Those were all the same. I'm playing just one chord right now, a handful of times. Okay. Now here's the half step.
Do it. I haven't registered. I'm not at square one yet. Do whatever it is you're starting as a foundation.
Play it higher on the fret so that it can be more like.
No. Okay. Just do the foundation again.
Bob, while you're doing this,
will you raise our limit
on full tilt poker?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Raise our limit on full tilt poker.
We'll do a few hands while you're figuring this out. Just bump it up to 100 grand. That's all we need.
I am playing poker on the side.
Okay, I'm just
right. He's voting on Trump.
It's going to stay on the first
foundation,
corner,
Nate. Follow the fucking instructions. Nate, do the foundation. Let me hear it.
I'm all in.
I was playing poker.
All right, this is an original position called half step.
Just do not speak. Do not speak, Nate. Let me tell you what you're doing. Play the foundation. What's that? That's a foundation? I got it. Okay, I heard that. Now, what the half? Do a half step. Do a half step, Ned. No talking. Do a half step.
Here comes a half step up. And let's go a whole step up from there.
Okay, I can hear the difference. What did you do the half step before you did a whole step? Did you go to a C chord or something? Like, what did you do? Well, how do you say it?
I just went up
a chord.
I don't know what chord I'm playing.
So what did you just did a beep or what made it go different?
I just kept playing it over and over so you could establish that home tone of what you were starting
and
with.
And then it changed. Did you move your finger or something? What did you do to make it change?
Yep. Yeah, on a guitar.
Okay.
On a guitar.
So a half step modulation is just a fucking change. That's all it is. It's a change.
But it's like kind of the smallest normal measure of change musically.
Okay.
I mean, there are definitely all quarter tones, stuff like that, but that's less.
Yeah, there's quarter step modulation.
Yeah.
There's anything.
Okay, how would you do that? You shifted your finger. Now, where would you shift your finger to make it a quarter step?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to get to, Bob. That's important with this, is that it has to do with the length of the string, and as you move your finger and you're pressing on the string and you're shortening the string's length of where the pressure is, that's increasing pitch in the frequency. So on a guitar, there's a fret, and when you skip up a fret, that's a half step modulation. It's related to a certain kind of space on a string. So if you did a quarter, it would be like you would just not move your finger as much. You would just move it a little bit.
No, that's actually
Bob,
almost.
Bob, did she say that? Did she say that half the bitch was fretting?
Yes. Half the bitch was fretting. And Nate's trying to shred. Nate wants to shred.
Yeah, right.
And Alyssa is fretting.
So hard to get quarter tone is you would have to bend the string.
That's like auto tune.
Okay, so now we know what a half-step modulation is. Why is Ion making so much out of half-step modulations? They're just changing.
Because it is not. It's how you get into pocket dimensions.
Ah.
Nice.
It's
now
very
we're on the
subtle.
Yeah.
Only in fa, sol, la.
We're
going to honor Columbia. We're going to honor Columbia. Oh, well, yeah, play hours. If you do that, you may. Play hours.
Yours? Did you post it? You sent me three links, and they're all the same.
Okay. Just before that, grammar.
Oh, okay, grammar. I see that. All right. Grammar. Here we go.
Play that one.
I've been grinding so long, been trying this shit for years. And I got nothing to show, just climbing this rope right here. And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true.
That is good to be live right about now.
Yeah, now let me
and
tell
for
you,
the first
Carol
time you people
here,
are going to get the opportunity to feel what being alive feels like.
Oh, that's just going. They go right into the next song. You got to watch them. So that was really good, Alyssa, and kudos for Ian. But here's an idea that comes out of it. Leon's yelling, "Best fucking show yet." Leon's easy to please. He says that every week.
He just likes to nut. It's good.
Yeah, he just likes to type with capital letters. But, Carolyn, remember the recent Shameless where Frank was taking his big chunk of coke or something to a big dealer, and he had to get it done, but he got waylaid by the little black caucus?
Yeah.
And so they're all stoned on the cocaine, and he's going to get in big trouble using
right.
up the cocaine. This is what Peter Lambe, what's his name, Hakeem
Peter Lambert Wilson?
Yeah, Peter Lambert Wilson, or otherwise
Hakeem
known as
Bey.
Hakeem Bey. He wrote a book on the temporary autonomous zone. You celebrate the little freedoms. This will be good. At this moment.
Good to be alive.
People have a
right
sense of
now.
The moment.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. It's
what
good to be alive. Good to be alive right about now.
Yeah, right about now. Like, you know, that's like now, now. What, now? Yeah,
that's
now.
That's how he used to say that at the end of his concerts.
Say what? He never said right about now. He'd say it's fucking great to be alive. He meant in big spans of time.
Mm-hmm.
People have a sense of whatever they're going to get, it's going to be a nanosecond. It ain't going to be very long because something else quadrophenically will interrupt it. So
yeah, even Gail's dead, so that don't even mean nothing.
but Carol, we're the only show in the universe that's laughing when someone mentions Gail like that. I mean, we are so rude, vulgar. We are bad.
Well, Bob reached out to her. Bob did everything he could do. He tried to include her. He tried to even give her money and everything else, and she just said poo-pooed on it. So
and she
ding dong, ding dong, the bitch is gone. So there you go.
Well, you know, many years ago when Carol was reaching out, offering them Mir to cure Frank's cancer, Jerry Fialka mentioned this to Gail, and we heard, don't know if this is true, but she came back with, Dr. Dean, isn't she that nut? That's what she thought. The Carol was a fucking nut. So.
Yeah, as if I could be nuttier than her and Frank.
Everybody has different what they are, where they are, what ratio, what spectrum, what figure ground. It's crazy. But anyways, I like the way the guy says this could be alive right about now. That's a significant indication of sensibilities today, Alyssa, you know, sociologically.
Yeah.
That people, yeah. Like, there's so much shit going on, you can't even determine where you are. This is what I am saying, there's no time. But if you're going to make a statement, it only applies right about now, and it doesn't last very long. So that's what was great about those lyrics. Thank you, Ian, forever changed my life,
yeah.
Hearing that song and reading those lyrics.
All in.
But now it's my turn,
all
right?
In.
Isn't it
should
my
we draw,
turn
should
to
we
play
draw,
right now?
Should we draw to an inside straight, Bob? What do you think?
What did he say? Draw what?
Draw to an inside straight. You don't know anything about
Bill
cards.
Blaine. God, you fucking asshole.
We got to do something. We got to do something to be at the time, Bobby. Next thing you'll have Dweezil on the show. So nothing else is sacred.
You know what would be good is to find the lyrics to the Payless Patty song, where the lion cheating, stone cold, mountain bread, something. There was a whole bunch of good adjectives.
That's in your inbox.
Yeah, dead, but that's what Ian is. Alyssa, you never thought the second coming would be this quadriphenic, multitasking fucking guy saying deal, deal, deal while trying to get Bob to hear Fosso La and take in your profound questions, Alyssa. So do you have a profound question?
When you modulate from one key to another, your composition changes color. Even if all you do is repeat the same melodies and chords in a new way, in a new key, those melodies and chords sound different in comparison to their original presentation. Not only that, a melody being played a half step or whole step or third or fourth or fifth higher triggers an emotional response from the listener. Key changes are a great tool and very easy to do. Here's how. Those are great words. Ian, do you agree that changing keys triggers an emotional response from the listener?
It does more than that. It changes the vibration or frequency by which the music is.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the environment.
Yeah.
The listener is experiencing.
That's why, like in the rock and roll, that's why they had to get the amps, to amp it, because the music was so bad. that it had to be louder. So it got louder because that's because if you played it soft, people would go out quietly and drink arsenic and sip absinthe until they died, you know. Like from all at the Hotel Cortez, that's how they did. You know, they all got hung up in there.
That's funny because in the music business, it's like if something is loud, it sounds better, you know, just by turning it up. And so when you're mixing something, to mix it quiet gives you a better sense of how it really is doing. So, yeah, that's funny.
Funny odd, not funny ha-ha.
Exactly. So the flute record, the Japanese, is it Japanese? The flute record that we just got, is that also in the old music that our pop music is sort of emulating or a copy of? Is that experience?
Oh, yeah. They're fixing to have a lot of pop music because now it's becoming legal. They'll have little places where you go listen. They have pot stores and pot dispensaries and pot cities and pot zones. So you'll make pot music. You'll have the pot top 20. It'll be good.
That's great. I actually met somebody who was in the weed side of that when we were playing a show in Denver. Someone who is like the main grower for the main, like, biggest store in America was like, hey, I want to start this thing with you and have, like, a strand that you guys curate as, like, what you like to smoke. And I was like, really inspired by it. I thought that was a really fun idea.
Yeah, pot strands inspired by pop culture, pot culture.
This guy had the same idea as Ion just said?
Kind of. He wanted to have, I mean, this is this guy's idea, so hopefully he's doing it. But he wants to have bands kind of be a part of making a certain hybrid or strand of pot that, like, puts you in a certain headspace or zone or something that makes sense with, like, as a band, we like to smoke this when we're in the studio, you know, blah, 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 and then have it kind of be attached to this environment of a band and the music they make and have the pot be sort of synchronized to that sort of environment and those people and things like that.
It's like when 30, look this one up, y'all, 38 special
no,
on
come
the
on, you're just confusing,
Ian.
Yeah. I want to get
no,
what we got
can look
first
it up.
Before
they
you
can
move
look it,
on. I don't understand what Alyssa
no,
said. This
up.
Guy wants you to make music, and he's going to grow pot in your home, and the pot becomes your music? No, he didn't mean that, but that's what it sounded like, Alyssa. What are you saying?
Nate wants to explain it to you.
Okay. With weed, there's a few strands or whatever, and some are uplifting and make you want to make something, and some kind of melt your brain and make you want to sit on a couch and just watch something funny and not talk to anybody or something. And so there are different strands that make you feel a little differently. And so they basically graft plants to make certain effects when you smoke it. And so this guy had the idea as one of the main growers at a really big dispensary brand or whatever, he wanted to link that up branding-wise with, like, a band and have a band say, like, this is the kind of weed I like to smoke when I make music. I was inspired after hearing that idea that maybe you could do that and make an album, and then the people who are listening to the album could be smoking the exact same kind of weed you were smoking when you were making that.
Oh, that's what he's saying. He's not talking about making commercials where you support a strand. Not talking about that.
No. Nope, it's much more of a collaboration.
I see. So, yeah, you take a certain kind, play, record, and then tell other people to take that kind of dope to listen to your music.
If they want. But it's just kind of cool.
Well,
another
don't
way
bring
to
that
be...
into it. Fuck they don't want. We're trying to establish something here. So this guy wanted you guys to find a dope, do the music, and then he would push it to those that like that particular kind of dope that you used.
Except he would be making a pot, and we would be sort of telling him what we like in a smoking experience, and he would sort of tailor it to that.
So then Ian comes in and
sing
says, I'm 38.
Sing a song.
What?
No. The 38 special.
What's that?
It's when they were on Squid Biddies about pot.
Ian says he quotes something. You don't know what he's quoting. You know, it could
the
be a 38
special.
That's a Squidbillies episode, apparently.
38 special. We put it in, we already posted it for him so he could catch up one day out there in the sweet line behind the land that is fairer than day. But he'd have to copy and paste it because we're not sending to his inbox anymore because we've locked that for a little while. Don't worry about that for long. And then we'll see how this all kind of goes. He's not using it. Somebody else might want purple@fivebody.com for a little while. He probably won't do him much good, so that's all good. So we might go into the spam for a little while. We love spam. You ever had spam and bread?
Spam,
you have fried spam. There's pickled spam. You can have.
Yeah, those were some
spam,
good times this afternoon when we all took turns making love to you.
That Empire Technical was amazing. You should have come early for West Willie. He really got the crowd going.
Damn it, we made us a pile.
Early. I'm a married woman. I didn't let none of them buy me nothing. That's for you.
9-10. Don't
Well, I think it went back. I find them too hard. They talk too fast.
Velveeta breakfast biscuits provide steady morning energy. Whether you play it cool,
it's
going,
a commercial,
or don't play it cool.
You're attractive. I didn't mean to come on, so I wasn't coming on to you. I actually have a boyfriend.
Velveeta, because we can all use steady morning energy.
Oh, no, baby, come on. It's harmless. We just nostalgic.
Yeah, those were some good times. This afternoon, when we all took turns making love to you.
Them pyrotechnicals was amazing. You should have come early for West Willie. He really got the crowd going.
Damn it, we made us a pile.
Early. I'm a married woman. I didn't let none of them buy me nothing. That's for you.
9-10. Don't!
Good. Okay, listen, do you have one more question before we go on to someone else?
Ion, when we talked on January 30th, did you hear me ask if it would change F-sharp to B-flat, B as in boy, or E as in Edward, E-flat?
E-flat.
E as in Edward, correct?
Edwardian rule, yes.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. All right,
That was fun. Yeah, that's really good. You're clarifying a former answer? That's what I write down, clarifying a former answer.
Yes, when we talked on January 30th, yes, E-flat, because I noticed in one of my notes and then on your payday notes that were posted that it was B-flat, so I just wanted to make sure it was actually F-sharp to E-flat. I wanted to have the correct the ratio there.
We changed our number to 38 for the 38 special on the Ion and the board. So don't get freaked out or nothing. We do that on Aaron's camera. Sometimes we count down. We start off with a countdown, but we just love to F with y'all. It's so much fun.
All right,
okay, so we had a good time with the Minneapolis.
Are you gonna play Pretty Polly?
No, we're going to another. Now, Deb was scheduled. Deb's on.
She's been waiting for. We got Pretty Potty with Ralph Stanley. So when we go, you can play it then.
All right. So very good, Alyssa. That was good. And remember, Alyssa, you know, I should be back tomorrow morning, so we'll be able to carry on.
No farm animals were hurt in the presentation of this recorded broadcast.
No horses, no spiders, no flies were swallowed.
She did swallow a horse, though. She did swallow a horse.
Yeah,
great,
you're right.
Great. Okay, Deb,
all right.
If you're still awake, go ahead. Deb! Look at that. She didn't make it.
Okay. Well, it's because you chunked her into the abyss 99 times.
No, you just got to wait. Okay, I've just unmuted somebody. Who's that? Hey. You did hear that? Look, I'm unmuting you. You hear the sound? Yeah. Okay, they don't want. We could go to Sarah, but I don't know. Sarah's sometimes depressing. Okay, here's this person. Just kidding, Sarah. Just kidding. Don't
Good Lord. Don't. Either that or go on key yourself. Go on key yourself. It's all right. Go on key yourself. It's all right. We understand. You don't
let's
have to
go back
hang
to
around.
She's laughing. Let's hear. Is she laughing? We're listening into you, Sarah. Are you laughing, Sarah? Sarah, these people, they got no staying power. They're not even there anymore. Okay, so...
I see you 30, now raise you 15.
I see you 30, I raise you 10. I raise you 15.
Yeah, well, call me.
What? I don't know. What?
Oh, call.
Yeah, okay, 805, you're on. Jesus, how long did we go? Everybody went home.
Man, they're pissed at you, Bob.
That's what?
I said, I'm still here. It's Nate.
I know.
Hey,
Mr. Snow, 940, you still here?
Mr. Snow. What do you know, Mr. Snow?
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
It probably
was. Deb said she was on and that you had her muted. That was like 2 minutes ago. No, 30 seconds ago. She just put it on the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's back on?
See?
Oh,
she's been on all along. He just didn't remute her.
Okay, I got to refresh. Let's see what happens. I refresh.
Lord suffering chats.
Oh, it didn't work. Oh, okay. It came back. And I looked for Deb. There's Deb. Okay, Deb, you're on.
Okay, oh, am I on?
She's been on all along, honey. We've been with you all along. It's Bob we're working with tonight.
Bob, when six people don't answer, does it ever occur that they might all be muted?
No, no. Here's the problem, Deb. What's happened is I need to refresh the site more than I realize. And so I'm checking people. They're muted. I unmute them, and they don't respond. That's because I'm one phase back. And then when I refresh, then I get up to date. So it's just I have to remember to refresh. Which has never used to happen before. It's dying faster, so I got
to
refresh.
But you have
more.
To freshen your refresher.
Yes. But don't waste your time on me.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Otherwise,
you'll have to sit for 9 more hours waiting on him to refresh if you don't waste your time. Yeah, that's Hey, darling, now it's your time. Go with it.
Well, I was wanting to hear Ion's words to describe Ion.
Yes.
Well, Pretty Polly, Ralph Stanley, and Patty Loveless were pretty on the thing. Ralph Stanley.
Ask the question clearly, Deb.
Oh, Deb.
The way somebody asked it before.
Oh, Deb. Won't you spare me over till another year? There you go.
Boy, that was real clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was in Cambridge, and I have it on the recording, it was very interesting to hear Bob describe Ion. And, you know, we all go around trying to describe, and it's always, it seems to ever be evolving and changing. So I wanted to hear your 1 to 2 minute elevator pitch for Ion. What is Ion? What do you do? What's your elevator pitch? Your 30-second summary. They're not going for that, are they?
No, wait. Just wait.
Okay, it wouldn't be an elevator. It would be a decelerator. Bob had us on mute again, and we had to unmute it.
I didn't have the one.
We had to get loved up. He doesn't know. He didn't refresh. What does he know? He don't know. He don't even know where he is. But we can't waste your time on Bob. We can't waste your time on Bob. So
right. Go ahead. Define yourself, Ion.
If you know what a dodecahedron is, if you don't, we put it in the Wikipedia. You can look it up and see all you want to know about it. Beautiful. These sides, it has lots of angles. And in a dodecahedron, if you take every single angle that's in a dodecahedron and look at every single angle, every pitch of an angle or the fraction of the angle of every degree of every line joined angle that's created in a dodecahedron, every one of those spaces or lines between each of those angles would be a representation of us, which is what is non-physical. So it's there's no end. It's even bigger than quadrillion. But y'all better not tell them what a quadrillion dollars is, or you'll be owing it. So we're just saying that it is a rhombic. That's correct. A rhombic dodecahedron. Every angle is included. So every version or step is us.
Okay, Ian, I'm just going to mute you for a second. I just want to make a statement. Deb, that is the exact definition that Ian gave me second or third day. Here we are on the anniversary, 7 years ago, March 18th, 1920th. We did a session March 18th and March 20th and March 22nd. So on one of those days, I asked Ian what he was, comparing him to the Evergreens, just channeling 6,500, 7,000 entities. And they describe what they just said, Deb. So this is really important, Deb, that they are still saying what they said 7 years ago. So thank you for evoking that question. That's a really great answer. And we can clip it, and we can have it as a blurb before every show almost. I mean, that's a tremendous
awesome
thing you've done, Deb. That is awesome. Okay, I'll bring Ian back. You carry on.
Oh, however obtuse.
Oh, I want to say something else. I'm muting Ian. Deb, one of the LaRouche books says there are five platonic solids, the tetrahedron, the cube. No, that's not what they are. What is it? The ellipse, the circle, the ellipse, and parallelogram, and there's five of them. No, that's not what it is. It's on my chart. It's cube, tetrahedron, icosahedron, and dodecahedron, and maybe something else. LaRouche says the dodecahedron is the only real one. The others, the icosahedron, the cube, and the tetrahedron, come off of the dodecahedron. Now, I asked Ion about that, and they refuted that. But it's interesting that in conventional geometry and math, they say the dodecahedron is the foundation. So I just wanted to say that. Now, you can ask Ion to clarify on that, or contradict LaRouche or whatever. I've unmuted Ion. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, now, out of the five that LaRouche spoke of, you said one was the dodecahedron or not?
Yeah, the five platonic solids. It's ancient math.
There are eight. They're not five.
They always talk about the five, Deb. And
they
take a circle, and you fold the circle one half over the other half of the circle, and that makes a line. The kind of geometry, which LaRouche says is platonic geometry, does not start with a line. That's like starting with an assumption. You just fold the circle and you get a line. Then you fold it again and you get something else. The folding of the circle is how you get these different what's called platonic solids. And the fifth one is the icosahedron. The fourth one is a dodecahedron. The third one is a cube. There's another one in there, and another one's a tetrahedron. I forget what the other one is. They're on my chart, but I haven't looked at my chart lately, so I forget my stuff often. But there's five of them. And LaRouche, quoting some authority, said that the dodecahedron is considered the real solid of the five. So I find it interesting that Ion says they're a dodecahedron. They don't pick a cube or tetrahedron. They pick a dodecahedron. But Ion says there's eight. Now, probe Ion to correct LaRouche. Go ahead. What's he mean by eight?
Okay.
The name
here we
eight.
Go. Here we go. Where'd you get the circle? If it all begins with that, not a straight line, but a circle, you had to get the circle. You don't tell where you got the circle from, so it's flawed.
Okay, Ion, hold it. Okay, let me respond to that. I realized a week or so ago that the circle is non-physical. Humans are not connected. Gods are not connected. If a bunch of little people get together, they want to feel connected. So they create non-physical, which unites all of them and puts them in a circle. That's why people like to hold hands in a group, or even Fasola sit in a square. This connecting apparatus is the root of LaRouche's geometry, or of all geometry, because they're trying to get somewhere because they got a problem. They got a lack. So I agree that the circle is just a reference to non-physical. It's a little man's beginning point, but it's not our, as God's, beginning. You get what I'm saying, Ion? We don't have a beginning.
We hope you're not trying to convince us.
Yeah, you already agree with me, right?
Yes, but every time we do, you change your mind.
That's right. So you get that, Deb? all of knowledge comes out of the circle, and the circle is the first representation of non-physical, which little man requires. Gods don't require non-physical. You get that, Deb?
Yes, that's interesting, because the first concept of the earth, which is our physical plane, was around, well, the first was flat, but then it was a round circle, and now we're told that it's sphere.
You just shot yourself in your foot, Deb. You started to say, yeah, it was all circle, and, well, actually, it was flat, but then you're still going to maintain circle has something to do with it.
Well, it's a race. We'll flatten it, honey. Don't worry.
Hey, you're lucky you're among equals, Deb. We treat you like a dumb shit, but you're doing okay.
Oh,
we understand bad logic. But I think it's a profound idea that all of knowledge is an attempt. This is why Ayn's a Luddite. It doesn't, you know, just do faso. No technology. Stay in the pristine condition. Any technologies are metaphors for incomplete little man's yearnings. And so LaRouche is describing everything coming from a circle. He says the circle is self-evident. Now, you know, I guess people could argue it's not so self-evident, but he says beginning with the self-evident circle, that's where he builds from. Anyway, if aesthetically, it's interesting to watch how the solids come out of the folding of the circle. That is something they don't teach you in school, that kind
right.
of geometry. That would make it practical for people. They'd understand that the geometry is not based on theories. It's just based on manipulating, like origami, just manipulating the circle. And then you see the different forms. And then an interesting phenomenon like the Fibonacci circle shows up, or whatever it's called, Fibonacci series. And then you have these significant repeating patterns or archetypes, which Ayn discourages us depending on, because there's no laws, but little man develops these things. And you can say, fuck knowledge if you're a god. You don't need any of these metaphors to connect yourself with someone else. You're already
right.
sort of connected at will. But it's fun to be knowledgeable in
or
all
grace,
man's knowledge.
Or grace. Will or grace.
Yes, Will or Grace. Worcester liked that show. He used to talk about that TV show a lot. But you see that, Deb? I give you the best kind of knowledge.
Excellent.
Did you say BJ? Nice.
Yeah, no, BJ. Blowjobs. Hey, blowjobs.
Hi, Vern. Yeah. Hey, Vern. Shout out to Vern.
Vern used to wander around getting blowjobs. Pissed fucking Dave off a lot. They had a problem over that.
So I'm looking on the Wikipedia. It says that there's three regular star dodecahedra, which are constructed as stellations of the convex form. So what would Ion's words be to that? How would you describe
an
application?
We already put it in the goober snatch. Just get that one.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Yes,
there's
a lot of stuff there.
I'd like
this
to.
This is pretty good.
Subject.
All of you, Alyssa, everybody, isn't it? This is very new, Deb, that we have Ion posting, having a forum beside the words. You know, you've got to look at the chat line. There's a lot of information going on there. So he just posted something that shows the Doppler effect. Frequency shift when source and observer move relatively to each other. That's very important, and I see that. That would be the acoustic pre-visual situation, right? You're showing the pre-visual.
Yeah, otherwise the ambulance would run over you before you heard it.
Deb and I have the same kind of humor, sense of humor. You know that? We're both laughing. We both came at the same time.
We got a little gizgasm too, Bob.
You're just trying to be connected to us. You're just trying
we're
to be human, Ion. You'll never
gonna
be human. You'll never be accepted
thank
among
Bob.
Us, Ion.
Thank Bob.
No matter
thank
how
Bob.
Friendly and nice
thank
you
Bob.
Are, you'll never
we'll
be accepted.
Never be, you'll never be accepted.
They'll all look
thank
at you
Bob.
Again.
Thank
this
Bob.
Guy ain't
thank
one
Bob.
Of us.
Thank Bob. Praise Bob. Praise him. Praise Bob.
Praise Bob from whom all knowledge flows.
Nice. That's good, Deb.
That's what as the chart goes.
Yes, as the chart goes.
Okay,
praise
next question,
Bob
Deb.
Praise from whom his chart does flow. Praise him
Deb
all
knows all of Ion's hymns to Bob.
Here below.
don't will let you go. That's all you ever need to know. Yeah.
Well, see, I got something out of church.
Why don't you do the lyrics to Marilla's Lesson? That would be beautiful. Why don't you do that?
Marilla's Lesson?
Yeah, you just mentioned that.
Do I know that one?
Yeah.
Oh, from Sound of Music? No.
No,
what is Marilla's Lesson?
It's a fa sol la song.
Oh, I don't know the fa sol la songs.
No, it's in the Goober Snatch. Just have to scroll down in the Goober Snatch. We got to bring y'all back. If we don't put something in here, they're going to say we're wasting your time. We got to put something. There's a quiz. We got to put something in the quiz.
Well, how do you spell Marilla? Oh, it's going to play it good.
Okay, don't mind me, Deb. I'm just trying to find the Praise Bob song that Church of Genius does. It's going to take a little longer, so carry on. I was just trying to find it in my archives. It's a good song. Bob, it's called Dobbs Vision Stands Proven.
I can't find Marilla's Lesson on the Goober Snatcher. It says, do you mean Marcia's Lessons?
No.
I've looked for it, too, and I couldn't find it.
No, it's on the Goober Snatch in your, this thing that you go to,
Goober Snatch.
Your chat log.
You want us to spell it for you? It's A?
No, I was looking, I thought the Goober Snatcher was Google. And
No, that's the Googler. No,
okay.
This is the Goober Snatcher. It's this thing.
Or Match.com. Right, you can snatch a lot of goobers there.
You go to Snapchat. You can see what it feels like.
Okay, so Marilla's Lesson came up, and we just want the lyrics, Ion? What is it, the score?
They're in the Goober Snatch, yeah.
I can't.
I grabbed it.
I can't copy
I got
copy
Marilla's
him.
Lesson. And
copy.
It doesn't, traditional American fiddle tunes, like, it's not a song, Ion. It's
Columbia,
kind of
Columbia, to glory arise, the queen of the earth and the child of the skies. The genius commands thee with rapture behold, while ages on ages thy splendor unfold. Thy reign is the last and the noblest of time, most fruitful thy soil, most inviting thy clime. Let the crimes of the East ne'er encrimson thy name. Be freedom and science and virtue thy fame. To conquest and slaughter let Europe aspire. Whelm nations in blood and wrap cities in fire. Thy heroes the rights of mankind shall defend. And triumph pursue them and glory attend. A world is thy realm. For a world be thy laws, enlarge thee as thine empire, and just as thy cause. On freedom's broad basis thy empire shall rise, extend with the main and dissolve with the skies. Fair science her gates to thy sons shall unbar, and the east see thy mom hide the beams of thy star. New bards of new sagas, sages unveiled shall sow to flame unextinguished when time is no more. To thee the last refuge of virtue design shall fly from all nations the best of mankind. Here grateful to heaven with transport shall bring their incense more fragrant than odors of spring. Nor less shall thy fair ones to glory ascend, and genius and beauty in harmony blend. The graces of form shall awake pure desire, and the charms of the soul ever cherish the fire. Their sweetness unmingled, their manners refined, and virtue bright image instamped on the mind. With peace the soft rapture shall teach life to glow, each shore to thy glory its tribute unfold, and the east and the south yield their species of gold. As the day springs unbounded, thy splendor shall flow, and earth's little kingdoms before thee shall bow. And the enzymes of union in triumph unfurled, and hushed the tumult of war and gave peace to the world. Thus, as down a long valley with cedars o'erspread, from war's dread confusion I pensively strayed. The gloom from the face of fair heaven retired, the wind ceased to murmur, the thunders expired. Perfumes as of Eden flowed sweetly along, and a voice as of angels enchantingly sung. Columbia, Columbia, to glory arise, the queen of the world and the child of the skies.
Wow, nice.
That one.
Deb, I looked it up. You cannot find it on the Google.
No, you can't.
For some reason, what Ion's reading, we can't find. Is there some other way of finding him?
We went to Achieve Radio. We didn't spell it for you.
Well, I typed in what you had on there, and it's just the lyrics won't come up.
Yeah, there's no lyrics on what you posted. And we don't want to hear that.
You'll never find it. You say you can't find it, and we're telling you, and you don't know.
Well, we're just posting what you posted. Why don't you post a more accurate thing? The one you posted, Tune Search Wiki Marilla's Lesson, doesn't lead to the lyrics.
Oh, we haven't put it in the wiki. I thought everything was in the wiki. Damn, now you've done it again. We'll have to give it
the minute. Yeah, I thought something you didn't put in yet.
We'll have to put it in. We were just a little ahead of ourselves. It's in the time warp again.
Yeah, catch up to yourself. Next topic, Deb. We'll have to go back. I don't know what he said. It wasn't loud enough. Speak louder, Ion.
It's in recorded.
Words I heard.
Make it a soundbite. Make that 34. And then when you want to hear it again, just
hey, what
34.
Hey, what are we going to make
and
a
it'll
soundbite?
Go right there. It'll go right there.
I am describing
of what I am is. And if you make that one 34, anytime you want to hear that, my real assessment, you go, oh, that's 34. Not 38 special. That's Squidbillies. So don't mix them up. So make a note on there. My real assessment is soundbite 34. Okay?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh may want to borrow it one day.
Is he a Christian?
He takes Lord's abs. We sure he is.
What did he say, Dad? He takes what?
Loratab. It's a painkiller, isn't it?
He gets high on his own supply.
I think that's the one that they say is not addictive, but it is.
It is.
Yeah, but I know my sister-in-law said a few years ago they said it wasn't addictive, but she swore her mother was addicted to them.
Well, none of them are addictive. If you only take enough to cover the pain, and then when you and you stop, none of them are. But the second you take more than you require to cover your pain, then it takes that a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then you have to take magnesium, and the completement formula is to amp up your Loratabs to make them do the same amount of work. It's like when they're popping Xanax, they start with one, and they're up to 100 a week. And so with your completement formula, you can bring it back down and enjoy them and get a good high all the time.
Hey, Deb.
Yes?
They're not addictive. None of them are addictive if you don't take them.
At all. But if you take them, then just cover the pain and stop, then it's okay. But if you take more than that, that's when you get hooked on your own supply.
You
were not as bad as antibiotics, but they're pretty bad.
Well, they're not a lot of fun. Make you feel pretty icky, I think.
You aren't getting the right ones, darling.
Well, I'm not. Well, I'm not getting any. I'll get sleepy on Advil.
That's right. That's good.
A couple of weeks ago, you were speaking to, I think it was Jean's friend, and she was talking to you and saying that you told her to prepare, all right? And you said, use the analogy of cold canning. And I hear Ion talk about when the EMP goes down, et cetera. So my question
is... Actually, it's a cold packer.
Okay. So what was your analogy? What did that mean, the cold? Because I don't can. My thinking is, why would I prepare? Because that is putting the energy out there that something is going to happen.
No one said prepare. No one said prepare. No one said you'd go pick beans. You don't even know what beans are. You're not going to go dig something or plant something or any of that kind of stuff. You can, but you're not preparing because you're going to be hungry. You prepare, but it's a process. It was a chemical process that was being laid out for her.
Okay.
She was trying to figure out how to get inside, how to get inside the outside kingdom, and she couldn't figure it out, so she had to apply it. There was no place to apply it. So you have to put the food in a jar and clean. Now we're going to go through the whole cold packing process. I hope you're happy now. And you put your raw food in the can. You put some salt in the top of it, a bit of liquid. You put it in the bain marie, which is a bath. And then the hot water cooks the air out of the, warms the food. Pushes out gases and air, so it makes a vacuum seal and preserves the food. That's all that's for.
Would you agree that Mittens was my Lazarus project?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
you know that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. Then why do I want to hear? You know, you tell me that.
Well, we don't mind. We stay with you. We have so far.
Did Mittens transition?
Well, he sure looks like he was going to last summer. I was doing everything I could, you know, naturally, homeopathic, et cetera, doing research. But
well, for God's sake, don't tell anybody.
And he was, this is hilarious, he was behind the, he was. And I said, stand up and be the kitty cat god that you are. And he got up, and he whipped that head up, and he looked at me like, okay, let's go. It was touch and go for a while, but I really feel that my love is the incredible force of my love is what is key in him coming back from that. And he's just like back to being a kitten now, following me all over the house and being the little co-executive.
What about the drops and renew? Why didn't you use the drops?
Well, at that point, I put like 3 drops of magnesium in a gallon of water for him, but I used to put renew on my hands all the time, and he licks my hands at night. I put it on the back of my hands.
Right.
And I did realize that I stopped doing that for a while. So I know that that was a factor, too. I started again.
Was that a factor, Ion? Was the fact it couldn't lick the renew?
Yep.
Okay. We were just talking about that yesterday. People on RNA drops, they go off the drops. They feel really bad quickly, so they quickly get back on the drops. That's what the kitten pined away.
That's why Big Pharma is counting on Dr. Dean.
Yep.
Yeah, and everything. I noticed that if I'm consistent with the renew on the back of my hand, and I've been very consistent the past couple of months, he's just back to acting like a springy little kitten. I had people over, and he came downstairs and greeted everybody and put on a little show, and, you know, just it's really a lot of fun. He's meowing right now. He knows we're talking about it. But when I get to bed with me, and he'll... If I turn over, because I'm a side sleeper, he'll go over to the other side of the bed, always facing my face. So that has to do with the exhalation, right, Ion?
It does, for sure.
Oh, that brings in Susanna, who may be on the line here. No, her number's not. Her mother, a very 88-year-old mother, is having this bone stuff coming back, good bone stuff. She's wondering if the exhalations, Ion, you know, because they live together, was changing the mother's health. The doctor was flabbergasted.
It does.
There it is, Carolyn. You can put that on Monday as a testimonial.
Oops, there it is.
Did you say cold packer preparation? Is that what I call that topic? Mm-hmm. Deb, cold packer preparation?
Yeah.
Some kind of preparation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cold packer.
Next topic, Deb.
next? Who's next? Next topic.
Next topic. Why did you, well, let's see.
Why not?
The Judy Garland song was fun.
Which one?
What application? He had eight to play.
Well, he had eight to play, but he didn't play any of them correctly, but it was left his boss. You know,
he played them. Get out. Mr. Gable.
It's the reference song with the wind.
Okay, so what's your question, Deb?
The application of that in my life.
We answered it. Gone with the wind. Your connection.
Okay.
To Vivian Lee.
Yes, because she was the femme fatale, but she became strong and in her place of power. And she didn't put up with any shit.
Right. She wanted that Wesley. She wanted that Wilkes.
You guys are such high hopes for yourself.
She got him.
I'm not putting up with any shit.
And then she
then
she made Mr. Gable love him.
Yeah, love her, you mean.
Hey, Deb, are you from Arkansas or Alabama?
Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. Do you remember the governor of Arkansas in the 70s, Governor Winthrop Rockefeller? Do you remember that name in your area?
No, we had Edwin Edwards.
Right. No, I meant, some name, one of the other states, Arkansas. You weren't paying attention to Arkansas.
No, I was not paying attention. I was in high school and looking at boys.
Okay, Ion. Deb's father was a very good friend of, was it General Lucius Clay?
He was Curtis LeMay's private secretary in Guam in World
War II. Curtis LeMay, not Lucius Clay. Now, Ion, Curtis LeMay, he did some nefarious activities, Ion, without getting too particular. Did he
implement
some? Apparently. You're not sure, because from your view, there's many Curtis LeMays. Right? You see many Curtis LeMays, so you're not sure which one we're talking about.
There's several.
Right. So did Deb's father have an inkling of the nasty projects that Curtis LeMay did?
Yes.
Aha, Deb. You have.
And is that why he turned down the position Curtis offered him after the war?
Well, if I kill enough of them, they'll stop fighting. I suppose if I had lost the war, I'd have been tried as a war criminal. We should bomb Vietnam back to the Stone Age.
I think he's quoting Curtis LeMay. That's Curtis LeMay.
Yeah. Well, he offered my dad a pretty peachy position, because when you exit the military, you go down one ranking, right? Isn't that how it goes?
You keep your pay grade. But every soldier thinks something of a moral aspect of what he's doing. But all war is immoral. And if you let that bother you, you're not a good soldier.
Mm. Who wants to be a good soldier, though? But so Curtis LeMay, you're quoting him, did Deb's father turn down the job because he couldn't be a good soldier anymore?
He wouldn't do it.
He knew where it would lead, right? It would bother his conscience, the father's conscience, correct? Yeah. Well, there you go, Deb.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
now,
what I figured.
When you're ascending, he gets no points for that. Well, I guess it depends on what you do with yourself, but because he made what some people would say a good pacifist move, he didn't continue the fighting world, that doesn't necessarily make him easier to ascend, Ion, or does it depend just on your own attitude, your own judgment of yourself? That's all.
Well, genius is the capacity to see 10 things where ordinary men see one.
Is that Curtis? Curtis says that?
No, that's your Ezra Pound.
Anyway, isn't that an interesting question, Deb, about your father that you never even thought of asking? But praise Bob, I fucking got the truth of your family.
Praise Bob, from whom all charts do flow.
Bob's vision, Deb. Carol laughing. That's a quite an achievement. I will try to find that song. Dobbs' vision stands proven. Let's see.
I guess the definition of a lunatic is a man surrounded by them.
Through the Ronald Reagan. No, I wanted to talk a little bit about the forthcoming election, which you pushed to the back burner every time I brought it up. But I thought, you know, like, you're not coming through. No.
Well, I failed again to find the song, but carry on, Deb.
Well, on your chat, on your Goober Snatcher, people are saying there's 5-second blanks happening and they're not hearing parts.
Yeah, why is that happening, Ryan? Why are the blanks happening, Bill? Your broadcast.
Well, you're shooting blanks, Bob.
That's all we had to say, because every once in a while we're going on real fast and we got to get her in. Then we pick up the rest of it and goes just like that. It's good.
It's just the way he talks, people.
Go to college and the right damn note. Now that's Hillary Rodham fucking Clinton. No, don't say those words. Now that's going to cover the cost. Most people think that we have to pay for college. You can't pay for everybody's college. The debt fund to borrow money, but isn't different from the Senator Sanders. Damn fucked up mess that he's called. That he says he's going to pay for free.
He's quoting Donald Trump.
And everybody, 46%. You can't pay for everybody to go to damn school. If everybody went to damn school, and nobody would be educated because they're already stupid. They don't learn anything in university anyway. They're just stalling the smart. They don't figure out how to pay for damn money. You ridiculous little twat. Why do they even know nothing about that?
Yeah. I am quoting Trump wisdom.
No, now this is Hillary Rodham Clinton talking about Sanders paying for everybody to go to school. The Clinton's college plan.
All right, I'll write
that down. Hey, NASCAR's endorsed Trump. The good old boys here have endorsed him, yes.
And down in South Georgia.
Who's Ashcart?
NASCAR.
The fucking racing organization?
Yes.
Are they racing? Yes, the Teamsters have endorsed.
So
well,
Trump
that's pretty
was
good.
Here in Concord, North Carolina, and I watched the rally online. And, I mean, it's pretty hilarious when you listen to him. He's like, so have you seen my club here? The Trump Club up in Mooresville? Great club. Great club. Beautiful place.
And he's always televangelist. I love him. Fundamentalist.
Yeah.
I love him. Whatever comes up, he claims he loves them. Yes, that's right.
And there you go.
He's unifying the culture.
Out of here.
He loves everything. He's unifying the culture. The great unifier. Mooresville, wonderful town.
Yeah. And every time he throws somebody out, he'd go, get them out of here. Get them out of here. One of them, he says, go home to your mommy. Your mommy will tuck you in bed. Yeah, you do that. And then he'd say, I thought North Carolina was a nice place.
And your mommy is a Republican, too. Yes, yes.
It was quite hilarious. Now, Ion, you mentioned the subculture, and in a conversation today with another Ionette, they said that what you meant by the subculture is the people on welfare that know how to live on next to nothing. Would you agree with those words?
Say them from a different aspect, and we might.
Who would the people be in the subculture? Would it be people on welfare that are living off of the government? You said there's a subculture that's wanting to take this country down.
J.K. Rowling would then be the subculture because she was on relief when she wrote her little booky books. Do you see why we have trouble with it? They kind of come and go. It's like Mortimer and Randolph Duke. You know, they come and go, too.
So who are the people in the subculture? I mean, are they from this world and other worlds?
Why don't we say the non-offending?
Okay. That makes sense.
Hey, Deb,
we could go further.
Porn chat lines. Leon's posting porn chat lines.
Is it midget porn? Is it midget porn? That's great.
No, normal people. I think he's getting us past the membership. You don't even have to even be a member. actually get to see stuff.
But you know what the stuff is he saw? Would Bob know the stuff that he saw?
Women, I don't know. What's
women, it says the women, this is the world's largest sex dating site and swinger personals community. So they have a form. You go there, there's a nice lady there, sparsely dressed, and it says, who do you want to fuck tonight? And it says, I am, we are a man. Woman, couple, group, couple, couple, two men, and this and that. Next step.
What is prompting you to look at this stuff, Bob?
Well, I thought that Leon was helping us with what we were looking
for. Oh, Leon put that up.
Yeah, Lee, what were we looking for 2 minutes ago? Something, and I thought, oh, maybe he's helping us get there. And
he was trying to
get
to Edward R. Murrow.
Now he's posted something else. Let's see what that's going to be.
Now he's got somebody getting ready to receive a blowjob. They got their mouth open really big.
So he's posted. Leon finally found a way to
talk.
He's posted icons. He's got here Ricky. Look at this. He's got Ricky Bobby.
That little emoticon.
He posted this thing of two guys, and maybe they look like NASCAR drivers, and it says Ricky Bobby underneath. Christmas Baby Jesus is his favorite.
Oh, that's that movie. What was the name? Yes, Talladega Nights. That was hysterical. And he had a baby Jesus on his dashboard.
Okay, but the point is Leon's finally found a way to participate.
I don't care
he can't
if it
talk anymore.
Rains
he gave up talking.
I got my plan.
Now he's
Jesus
posting
no
absurdist data.
Of my car.
Surrealistic assemblage concept art. Diggy doos. Yeah, go ahead, Deb, or I'll get someone else. If you can't keep
that's,
going.
Yeah, that's my question.
Hold on.
Ian's going to avoid talking about subcultures. He doesn't want to go into it, but you could try to comment.
Everybody's going to be experience the no time tonight, because tonight is when everybody's time changes in the whole wide world except for Bob. And so now, don't think you're ever going to go for the next 6 months. For the next 6 months, he won't know what time it is. He barely knows what time it is. He's just figured out how many times hours are from Eastern Standard to Hawaii time. It's now 6 hours, not 5 hours. But everything has been 5 hours, and he's used to that. But now it's going to 6 hours, except for in this little place in New Hampshire where they don't change the time either. But he doesn't talk to anybody there because that's where Pam Wall lives, so he doesn't really do that. So anyway, from this side of Bridgeport, that's what really happens, because that's just how he does it. Anyway, regardless of all that, so everybody's going to know he's going to be late for the shows. He's not going to know what to do. You're going to set up a time, and he's going to be off by an hour.
And we'll all get cussed out for not being there
on time. Who do you think you are? And that's exactly right. So that's pretty much it. So we just want to give everybody a heads up. This is what no time is going to feel like. Y'all have a good night.
Night.
Are you going, Ion? Does that mean Ion's going? I guess he is.
Dude.